And it discredits America worldwide. It doesn't make America the shining city on a hill. It makes it something everybody actually recoils from, which is part of the larger plan. If you're globalist, you don't want a rich, powerful country where people can be free. You don't want people to aspire to that. So you've got to undermine it, discredit it any way you can. At the end, you got to bring down the dollar and bring in a new global currency controlled by the very same central banks that ran America and the world in the ground, that controls every facet of our lives. We're going to be taking your calls on that subject in literally a minute. But here's the John Kirby clip.
And President Biden has been nothing but consistent about his belief, foundational belief in human rights, and LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We, again, back to the earlier question, are never going to shy away or be bashful about speaking up for those rights and for individuals to live as they deem fit, as they want to live. And that's something that's a core part of our foreign policy, and it will remain so.
There you go. A Sky News television news program out of the UK reports for the first time ever they caught doctors secretly selling people's organs. Ladies and gentlemen, they caught people in the 80s in Dallas, Texas, where I'm from, doing this. They caught them in Chicago in the 90s. They caught them in Austin, Texas, just a decade ago. They catch them all the time. But the point is, this is going on, and every time they get caught, they always report, oh, it's the first time they've ever been caught. It's all part of the predatory system that we're dealing with. We're also going to be getting into this stack of news. Every major publication, the corporate media, gives Woman of the Year awards to men. It's been done again by USA Today. Again, picks biological man as Woman of the Year. Two men can have a baby. Men and women don't have different chromosomes. All of this is getting you to buy any incredible lie the social engineers put out. Just like the horrible idea that you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and like it under the New World Order. Why do they just normalize something so horrible? Because they're going to do it, and so they might as well spin it and normalize it in everybody's minds. USA Today again picks biological man as Woman of the Year. That's just rubbing it in your face. USA Today has picked a trans-identified male as its Woman of the Year for the second time running, and this time it's someone who advocates for child sex changes, which is sterilization of children. So over the top, so hard to believe, so evil, but is pushed by all the major corporations. Here's another one. Pentagon doctors say 7-year-olds able to consent to sex changes. So you know it's hardcore pedophilia to have sex with a 7-year-old. But they can consent to have their genitals cut off. Imagine if a sex criminal, a pedophile, grabbed a kid and cut their testicles off or their breast off, they'd get the death penalty. But when it's done by the system, by the bureaucrats, by the psychologist, oh, it's beautiful. A team of healthcare providers at U.S. military bases has come out in support of minors having access to experimental sex change procedures, arguing that children as young as 7 are capable of medical decision-making, and suggest that using psychotherapy to treat gender distress is conversion therapy. So teaching some child that's already been confused by the school system or by sick parents that want to be part of the trans cult that it's a bad idea shouldn't be allowed. And now more and more our military is involved at the cutting edge of pushing all of this. This, my friends, is abject, absolute, pure evil. We know it. We all know it. They know it. And this is how they make it fashionable to sterilize people. Truly sick. But they think if they have enough corporations and enough Hollywood, enough politicians and enough taxpayer money, not just here but around the world, that we'll break and give in and let them have access to destroy our children even further. This is a war on humanity. And thank God for broadcasts like this one. And thank God for viewers and listeners like you that have kept us on the air, because everywhere the numbers show more people are against transgenderism than ever before. All the Caitlyn Jenner garbage. All of the brainwashing is backfiring now, and we've just got to keep fighting through the censorship and keep battling through the system, and more victims who got sterilized when they were young because they were pressured and brainwashed are filing suit and taking action, and we're going to defeat the tip of the globalist spear that is the transgender cult. I played a clip about 2 months ago, several times on air, of Paul Ehrlich, who wrote The Population Bomb and is the big guru of depopulation. He's still alive today. And one of Obama's main advisors when he was president and the mentor to John P. Holdren, who was the White House science czar. And he said in 1970 on national TV in a five-minute clip we played many times that we're going to break up the family. We're going to degrade men in sitcoms and shows. We're going to tell women they don't need men. We're going to destroy the family, and then we're going to start sterilizing the kids. And that's what this whole trans agenda is about. But I saw this clip last night, and I wanted to play it. Here is the Pentagon spokesperson, John Kirby, saying LGBTQ rights are the core part of our foreign policy. So the core of America's policy is promoting this to families and promoting this in the world. That's what people are being taught American values are. Not due process, not a Bill of Rights, not a Constitution, not private property, not religious freedom, but the whole evil agenda that's connected to that. Hey, support gay marriage. And then now support drag queen pedophile time. And it discredits America worldwide. It doesn't make America the shining city on a hill. It makes it something everybody actually recoils from, which is part of the larger plan. If you're globalist, you don't want a rich, powerful country where people can be free. You don't want people to aspire to that. So you've got to undermine it, discredit it any way you can. At the end, you got to bring down the dollar and bring in a new global currency controlled by the very same central banks that ran America and the world in the ground, that controls every facet of our lives. We're going to be taking your calls on that subject in literally a minute, but here's the John Kirby clip.
And President Biden has been nothing but consistent about his belief, foundational belief in human rights, and LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We, again, back to the earlier question, are never going to shy away or be bashful about speaking up for those rights and for individuals to live as they deem fit, as they want to live. And that's something that's a core part of our foreign policy, and it will remain so.
There you go. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste that's so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.